Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Well, welcome and thank you for tuning in to Multifamily Matters, the only broadcast radio show in the nation that's solely dedicated to multifamily industry operations. I'm your host, Paul Marks. We have a great show with two special guests who are extremely knowledgeable and right in the middle of today's topic. And today we're discussing something that is extremely important and also timely to the multifamily industry. Our topic is technology adoption for non-Class A multifamily assets. I have joining me by phone a longtime multifamily industry veteran, Dave Gillis, CEO of Madera Residential, and a fantastic multifamily industry supplier partner, Robert Galdon, Director of Multifamily Strategy at Allegion. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you, Paul.
Hey, Paul, how are you?
Doing great. Thank you. Dave, I want to start with you because, you know, we're talking about adopting technology into non-Class A multifamily assets. Tell us a little bit about how multifamily properties are classified and what denotes a Class A, Class B, Class C property.
Well, I think you could probably get, if you ask five people, you'd probably get five different answers on that, Paul, but I'll do my best. You know, Class A tends to be your assets that are built in the last 5 years, I would say, and they tend to have all the amenities that you would expect from a very nice property. Your Class Bs and Cs, that's where your lines get a little bit blurred, but they're older properties, been around for a while. They have amenities that you would expect for properties built in the 80s, and they tend to have, I would say the mandatory amenities. No real fluff to the amenities on a B or a C.
Mm-hmm. And Robert, when it comes to Allegion, you know, what types of things are you finding with clients regarding some of the gaps that these classification of properties or assets have?
I think what we find mostly, Paul, when we take a look at it, is everybody's got the same, you know, overall architecture as far as, you know, locks that we supply and doors, enclosures, and exit device and fire life safety. I think what we're seeing is because of the new construction, where we stand in new construction today with a lot of Class A properties being built, we've seen a lot more adoption of technology and electronics in Class A because it's easy to adopt in new construction. But we are starting to see a lot more move and push and requests for those same type of electronics and technologies pulled into those Class B and C properties as well. And I think there's a lot of efficiencies as well as things that residents want in those properties as well.
Yeah, and I think, a lot of what we do in the industry is driven by what residents would like to have. And sometimes the byproduct of that of putting something in place is you pick up some efficiencies. Dave, tell us a little bit about some of the efficiencies that you think these types of technologies will be able to gain for operators.
You know, I would say what's interesting is as we looked at some of the efficiencies that we could garner as an operator, we also noted that there were several efficiencies for the residents as well. But on the operational efficiencies for our staff, we really believe that we're protecting the time of our most valuable teammates, and that's our maintenance staff. If you've ever been out on a B or C property that was built 20 to 30 years ago, you know, they typically are sprawling garden style assets. And so your walking distances tend to be great. So if you can prevent your teammates from having to go back between jobs, back to the office to grab the next set of keys, or as it happens quite often, grab the wrong key, get to the door and realize it, and then have to head back. That's a lot of inefficiency and frustration that's created. So we know we can solve that with our electronic locks or with the Allegion electronic locks. We also see it as a way for us to to allow vendors more timely access and not have to waste their time coming through or and tie up our leasing agents in the front to get access into vacant units that need to have turn type activities done in them. We also know that by allowing our office staff to control our vacant HVACs, we're going to have significant savings. And in particular, I know you sit in Houston, Paul, so we're getting into that time of the year where if you leave your AC that a vendor probably set to 60 degrees when they walked in to paint, if you leave that go for a couple of days, that's a significant amount of money that's literally just going into thin air.
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. And you know, Robert, what are some of the hidden efficiencies that someone could potentially pick up by doing this type of technology that may not come to mind when they're first thinking about doing it?
Well, I think there's a couple different things you can think through. You know, one of the areas that's really fascinating to me is as we look at mobile credentials, it really can change the entire handoff process, right? In the past, you had to create a key or actually grab a physical key and meet with a customer or a resident and hand that off. And that's even true with a fob. You've got some additional efficiencies when you take a look at a mobile credential and some of the technologies that are being applied today as well. And that handoff period could be a lot less labor intensive, right? Not to say that you would not want a physical fob maybe in the actual unit as a backup credential, but you can start to rethink how these different technologies are applied and apply that to your daily operations or your resident experience. I want to go back for one second, though. The other thing, you know, the more traditional reason why, and I think this is really important in all classes of buildings, around security and risk mitigation. Now, when you start to move into electronic credentials, you don't have to worry as much around rekeying or lost keys and what your plan is from that perspective, as well as you have the ability to pull audits. So there's a lot of different things that apply into that equation. I think some of the things that Dave touched on, as well as the additional security and traditional reasons, are really compelling answers on why we're seeing so much request, at least into B and into workforce as well.
Yeah, and Dave, when it comes to doing these types of upgrades to properties and bringing in this technology, I'm sure there's some thought given to, is there an ROI? What have you found?
You know, that was really what led us down the path of the solution that we've created, Paul, is we spent, I would say, several years looking at all the solutions out there. Went to a number of different seminars, and at the end of each of those panels that would be talking about smart technology, there was always buzz in the room amongst the participants for how do you make this make sense? The upfront capital costs for the hardware alone were pretty staggering, and then you layer in a cost to then connect all of those devices into some sort of communication protocol to get you back to a leasing office. That was often a hidden factor, but added a ton of cost either in the upfront capital or in the operational expense on a go-forward basis. So when you looked at it, it was really hard for owner-operators for an owner-operator to come to an ROI conclusion to say, this is worth our expenditure out there. Particularly for B and C assets. As you know, those tend to be a little lower margined assets. You can't command quite the rent that you can on an A property, so it puts pressure on every capital expense you're going to make. And so that's really what sent us down the road of truly designing a solution from the ground up that was built specifically for multifamily to eliminate some of the hardware needs that exist today in most solutions, as those solutions were developed with the single-family house in mind, and they were augmented to work in multifamily, but that came with incremental costs to do that.
Yeah, Robert, we've got about a minute left in this segment, but that brings up a good point. A lot of solutions are designed for the single-family market. How different is that from multifamily when it comes to the products that Allegion puts together? How much thought do you put into that?
Well, absolutely. I think it's important that we solve for the vertical market that we're in. And that's what I really love about what Madeira is trying to apply into their properties, as well as what we're seeing in general with the prop tech movement, right? We are seeing companies that are not trying to apply residential systems. They tend not to scale to the size and operational needs that you need in multifamily. And traditional commercial solutions aren't solving for the different pain points, right? There's at least four specific personas in multifamily. You have the owner-operator, you have the resident, you have guests of the resident, and you have service providers. Those things are generally not taken into account when you look at traditional commercial systems. So what I really love about what we see in this space today is people applying technology and their solution sets specifically for multifamily. I think that's really important.
All right. Well, we are going to break it here for this segment. We're going to be back with our next segment right after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
COVID-19 has greatly impacted the multifamily industry, emphasizing the need to reduce costs and increase revenue right now. PM Workforce can help you by providing intensely trained, performance-ready, certified leasing professionals. On-demand labor gives you more control over staffing costs. Their proprietary technology allows you to solve staffing problems within 60 minutes, 24/7, 365. Go to pmworkforce.com before making a long-term hiring decision. Try one of their leasing professionals today. PM Workforce, the leasing company, consistently excellent.
Well, we are back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters. And today we're discussing something that is important to the multifamily industry, and our topic is technology adoption for non-Class A multifamily assets. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, Dave Gillis, CEO of Madeira Residential, and also a wonderful multifamily industry supplier partner, Robert Galdon, Director of Multifamily Strategy for Allegion. Before we jump back in the conversation, I do want to remind our listeners that if you would like to provide show topics, guest ideas, suggestions, or listen to any archived episode of Multifamily Matters, please go to our website at multifamilyradio.com. So, in the first segment, guys, we talked a little bit about what is a non-Class A multifamily asset, and what are some of the reasons why people are looking at adopting technology, including the case that can be made for an ROI for doing that. But let's talk a little bit about specifics. Dave, at Madeira Residential, you guys have researched and gone through the process of adopting different technologies. So tell us a little bit about Madeira, the company itself, and how you started out before the technology adoption, and then what the process was that you've gone through.
Yeah, Paul. Madeira Residential was founded in 2008 by our four partners, Dave Marcinkowski, Charlie Young, Elton Smith and Gary Hall. And from the onset, they really focused on assets that they felt they could make a difference in from a aesthetic standpoint. So they would take a distressed or tired asset and buy those and go through the steps to turn that asset around from a physical standpoint. But also, I think the key to their success early on was they would also really focus on the community itself and try to turn the community into a place that folks wanted to stay or come to. So that was their strategy. As we've evolved through time, you know, more and more people are doing just that. They've seen that that's a recipe for success. And so they're doing those physical changes. They're trying to get involved in the community. At Madera, you know, we sort of have our mission statement or our, and that's, you know, Christ, community, and Kanai. And Kanai is an acronym for constant and never-ending improvement. So we're always looking for that next evolution of where do we go next? And technology was the next place for us to naturally look as a company. So in, you know, I would say 2016, 17, and early 18, we were really focused on how do we bring those high-end technological solutions to our residents that are in the Class B and Class C, because we actually really believe that our residents are probably more in need of such amenities in a lot of cases than a Class A resident. So again, we were focused on how do we do that. We looked at all solutions out there. What was problematic was the cost to deploy those and the complexity to then operate on the backside. And that led us to really challenge ourselves and go out and hire some non-multifamily folks and more technological folks, but embed them in the Madera world for a few years just to live and breathe multifamily, understand the challenges of our on-site operations on a daily basis, and then come up with some solutions. And, you know, Paul, I'm a big believer in the wisdom of crowds, and it's amazing when you can bring together a diverse set of very intelligent people coming from different perspectives and really challenge the status quo. And that's what we asked our team to do. And lo and behold, we came out of a room after all this thought and discussions with a solution we thought could work, and we augmented through time, aligned ourselves with good technological third-party partners, and developed our solution for multifamily and what we call our IoT solution, our smart apartment solution.
And how long was the process from when it became an idea to where you are today?
So I think we had our epiphany and came to our solution in early 2018. So we've been working from that point through today to bring this solution to life. You know, it was a solution that's built specifically for the multifamily industry. We looked at all the pain points that we had as owner operators and tried to address each of those systematically. And I think we've really done, it's something I'm extremely proud of, and it didn't happen overnight. And it's certainly in the last year as we've moved towards implementation, pandemic and supply chain issues have reared their heads at us, but that's okay. We know we've got a great solution. We know those are short-term issues for us that we're getting through, but we're really proud of what we've built. We're really proud of the partners that have helped us get there, Allegion being one of those on the lock side. And we're excited to get this out to the industry because we know we can help change the industry, particularly for these assets that are B's and C's, but I often have to remind folks, Madera, we started in the BNC. Our last 10 or so acquisitions have been on the A side, and some of those have been built in the last couple of years, yet none of them have this technology on them. So, I think what most folks would think is that the A's are already covered and you're looking for B's and C's. And I would say there's a lot of opportunity in the A class as well.
You know, you mentioned the pain points as operators that you identified and tried to work towards resolving. Can you share a few of those with our listeners who might be operators that might be feeling the same pain?
I sure can. So, certainly, when you looked at all the solutions out there, we saw that the capital cost to deploy a smart apartment was just out of bounds for most of us to make an ROI and make sense of it. We also saw that that the number of devices that you needed to deploy was problematic. I actually spent some time in the telecommunication industry, and so I understand if you put a device in someone's home, there will be any number of things that can happen to that device, which would then cause a failure. We referred to those as gunshot wounds. So we wanted to be very cognizant of how we put our equipment into our residents' homes so that we could prevent them from inadvertently causing issues to themselves and maybe others. And most of the solutions we saw would not only cause problems for yourself as a resident, you would cause it downstream in that overarching protocol typically. So we wanted to eliminate that. We also wanted to make sure that we didn't choose any devices, and the lock was the most suspect to this, which would cause additional maintenance issues on a go-forward basis. You know, what we heard from early adopters into the space, typically those A-class assets that were doing it at build, they would talk about the self-actuating locks and how problematic they are from a battery usage and a change out. They were lasting, 4 to 6 months, and that just put an extra burden on your maintenance staff. We did not want our solution to do that. So, and that's where we ended up really, we spent a lot of time and research and really looked at our operations. And that's when we chose the Allegion lock that we've put into our solution, which has a manual throw to it. We chose that because of the battery life, but we also chose that from our perspective of owner-operators and a liability standpoint, in that we still wanted the onus or the responsibility of making sure that throw happened on the resident, and for them not to assume that was done on a self-actuating lock.
Well, we've got about 30 seconds left, and Robert, I just want to ask you, what other one or two pain points do you think some of your clients have mentioned too?
I think they've hit most of them there. I've seen as well, when we talk about timing, and maybe we can get into this in the next segment, but when we talk about timing, we're seeing access control shift from, what was once as maybe a luxury and now moving more into table stakes. And so I think the pain points associated around access control have now shifted to how do we solve for this? And I think what you'll find is what Dave has implemented, access control is a component of it. I think beyond that, then you're going to see a much more holistic way to approach this for the owner operator, just even beyond locks.
All right. Well, we are going to leave it there for this segment. We're going to be back with our next segment right after this short break. You're listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
The In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
COVID-19 has greatly impacted the multifamily industry, emphasizing the need to reduce costs and increase revenue right now. PM Workforce can help you by providing intensely trained, performance-ready, certified leasing professionals. On-demand labor gives you more control over staffing costs. Their proprietary technology allows you to solve staffing problems within 60 minutes, 24/7, 365. Go to PMWorkforce.com before making a long-term hiring decision. Try one of their leasing professionals today. PM Workforce, the leasing company, consistently excellent.
Well, we are back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, and we're discussing something that is especially important and very timely to the multifamily industry. Our topic today is technology adoption for non-Class A multifamily assets. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me today is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, Dave Gillis, CEO of Madera Residential, and also a dedicated multifamily industry supplier partner, Robert Galdon, Director of Multifamily Strategy at Allegion. I do want to take a moment and thank our exclusive sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. eConserve, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S. PM Workforce, the leasing management company, consistently excellent. Allegion, a leading provider of mobile-enabled products and solutions for efficient access control within multifamily properties. And CTS, Complete Technology Solutions, making managed IT an easy business decision for multifamily. So, gentlemen, I want to kind of talk a little bit because, Dave, in the last segment, you were talking about how you developed a technology solution internally, which I would imagine, you know, based on the way you described it, was a huge undertaking and also, I'm sure, a significant expense to do so. But you'd indicated you found that some of the solutions that were out there, the standalones, were not sufficient to do what you wanted to do. So let's talk a little bit about the technology and how it works and what it does.
Would love to. It's really what we're most proud of is our solution. And so at the core of our solution, Paul, is a combination smart thermostat that also has embedded in it a hub feature. So if in most architectures, you'll have typically three devices per apartment, and that's just to get you access control on a smart thermostat. You also need some sort of communication hub that then connects some way in a communication protocol to talk to back to a leasing office to get out to the internet. And so in a typical scenario, there's three pieces of equipment. That hub in a lot of cases is placed somewhere in the apartment, hopefully in proximity for all things in that apartment to connect to it. When we were looking at those existing solutions, we were trying to eliminate that hub or eliminate the need for a hub as it existed because it cost money and then it was also problematic from a resident possibly moving it, unplugging it, placing things in front of it to mute it from its functionality standpoint. So that's when we came up with the idea of embedding that inside of the thermostat. And if you think about where a thermostat is located in most apartments, it's actually a great location for a hub. It's centrally located, usually in that hallway, centrally, not blocked by anything. Residents typically don't pull them off the wall to investigate what's in them, so highly protected. You already had power existing there with 24 volts, and so that was the heart of it. And we have patented not only a smart thermostat hub combination, but we've patented that in a smart hub format with LoRaWAN as our backhaul from the unit to the leasing office. So that's our communication protocol, which really is really makes our solution unique in a number of ways. One is you can essentially stand up that communication protocol with a single gateway at your leasing office, and a gateway is really a single antenna that sticks maybe 3 feet above your roof line, and that then lights up your entire property to speak in a LoRa protocol. And for those of you that aren't familiar with LoRaWAN, it's LoRa basically stands for Long Range Wide Area Network. Its biggest benefit has always been that it's very long range and open space. It'll travel roughly 6 miles, 6 to 7 miles. And so obviously we felt that would cover most situations. And in fact, we have one scenario where we have four contiguous properties and they can all work off of a single gateway. They'll eventually probably all have separate gateways because we'll sell them at different times. But right now they're working off a single gateway. And so the hub itself in that smart thermostat communicates in a number of different languages locally inside the apartment. And so those are the protocol, Bluetooth, Zigbee, Z-Wave, and Thread are all embedded in that hub. So it's multilingual and then converts that to LoRa to go long range. So our solution with Allegion, and we use their control lock, which is traditionally an offline lock. So we've worked closely with Allegion. They've been a terrific partner. They've listened to our needs, and they really worked with a sense of urgency to help us deliver this cutting-edge solution. But their control lock will speak with our hub in Bluetooth, and therefore it allows us to be able to take what is traditionally an offline lock and make it online for the things that we felt were needed in this space, and that is allowing remote access or credentialing. We also wanted to be able to pull our lock audit logs so that you didn't have to send someone to the lock physically to pull those and those types of things. So it really allowed us to take all of the benefits of an online lock without any of the detriments of the existing online locks, and just use that through our smart hub. And the other thing is about once you stand up that LoRa network, it then allows you to start connecting those smart thermostat hubs anywhere on property. So what we envisioned and built this for was to allow owner operators to actually start to roll out their smart technology on turn. And traditionally, this isn't the case. With most other solutions, you're going to have to spend a fair amount of money just on your overarching communication protocol, and you're going to have a team come in to set that up, most likely. It's going to either be Wi-Fi, or you're going to mesh your Zigbee or Z-Wave from one to the other until you eventually get back to the leasing office. So you sort of need to deploy across your entire property to make that all work. In our solution, you can actually go one at a time and allow you to do this, to convert to smart on turn, which from our way of thinking about it, from owner-operator's perspective, you can then match your revenue because now you're doing it on a new lease with the cost of your capital and your OPEX. So that was really our thought. And we've also made the installation of the smart hub thermostat. It's literally just as if you're putting in a thermostat. It's that simple. You've got a barcode that you'll scan and link it up to the appropriate apartment, and you're ready to go, and it just starts functioning. So we really focused on that easy installation that maintenance teams can do it. You can certainly have Quext, which is our technology division or sister company of Modera that we started in 2018. We can certainly install that for us or for you, but you can also have the option of self-installation.
Excuse me. And Dave, let me ask you this. Throughout Modera's existing portfolio, how saturated is it with the technology? Have you reached 100%, or are you still working on rolling it out to other assets in the portfolio?
We are still working on rolling that out. I alluded to it earlier with some supply chain issues with that are going on right now. We are not where we anticipated being, but we're at a point where we are really happy with our results. We've been able to use this time to fine tune some of the firmware items, and now we're working on more of our dashboarding to solidify that as well. So we're actually utilizing this time quite appropriately, and we're very happy with what we're seeing.
Robert, I've got a question for you. We've got about a minute left. Tell me, because I know with Allegion, you guys work throughout the country with all kinds of different operators of different sizes and so forth. How common is it to find something like this, a company like Modera, who's kind of taking it to the next step, the next level?
I don't know if it's common to see an owner-operator take it to the next level. I think there's a lot of want out there and a lot of curiosity. I think for us, it was early in our partnership and relationship that they identified that, hey, we're going to try this a little bit differently, and it made a lot of sense to us. Their wireless approach, their ability to use that LoRaWAN technology to light up the interior or the core of the building, which is essentially what is missing in most existing buildings. The infrastructure to talk to the locks and to talk to other sensors has traditionally not been there in typical property builds. And so their approach to solving that issue allowed for a more real-time experience or a real-time experience inside the unit. I think the ultimate topper to that was what Dave stress, which is an on-turn ability to adopt technology unit by unit, which aligns better to your overall operations and daily function, and not really disrupting your business continuity. I think that's the important part, and I do see a long market in front of us, both, as Dave said, in Class B and C, but also in A, in adopting this type of technology. From that perspective, if you can both gain operational efficiency as well as gain, a resident experience as a byproduct of that, you're in a great spot. And that's what we were really excited about when we first started talking to Modera, then onset of Quex.
Fantastic. Well, we're going to leave it here for this segment, and we'll be back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters right after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
Well, we are back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters, and we're discussing technology adoption for non-Class A multifamily assets. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry and veteran, Dave Gillis, CEO of Madera Residential, and a superlative multifamily industry supplier partner, Robert Galdon, Director of Multifamily Strategy at Allegion. I know we've got limited time in this segment, but I wanted to ask you, because Dave, you were talking about in the previous segment, the technology solution that Madera came up with through your new entity, Quext. Tell us a little bit about what else that hub can do, the hub that's part of the smart thermostat. Can it does it allow for other devices to be connected to it? And what other devices could somebody possibly out there connect that's available today?
Great question, Paul. And really what we focused on the onset was just the two things, the smart thermostat and the access control, because they brought the most benefit to both owner-operator and to the resident. But we built it thinking forward that there could be any number of devices that a resident may want to connect with a bring-your-own type of a scenario. So that's why that hub speaks multiple different languages. It speaks Bluetooth, Zigbee, and Z-Wave. So most of the devices that are going to speak one of those three languages. The other thing is as we looked at different things that were pain points for us outside of the unit, from a monitoring things, from irrigation that could be, you know, way far away from traditional communication protocols, there are LoRa devices that could be deployed in those scenarios as well, and they can come into that ecosystem and actually not have to go through one of the hubs, but go directly back to our LoRa gateway that sits at the leasing office. So we feel like any device you would want to bring, you could do that. It would just take a little bit of integration for some of those devices, but very minimal work for us to do that. And we're excited to see where we go with these things. As you look at smart cities, a lot of those are developed on the LoRa platform as well. So as that starts to evolve, you'll see more and more things come to the marketplace LoRa-based.
And when it comes to, I guess, a lot of this has to do with credentials, smart credentials. So, Robert, tell us a little bit about why that's important and why that security of that is important.
Well, yeah, I think at the end of the day, Paul, you hit the nail on the head, right? We can bring a lot of technology to the forefront, but at least for the lock side of the business, and in particular around the credentials, security is still a number one topic when we think about what we're trying to deploy out there. And so you want to make sure you're doing really good diligence around that. I'd like to tell the story of, I was talking to an owner operator and they received a phone call from one of their property managers. They happened to be in a 7-Eleven across the street from their property, and they noticed a current resident using one of those duplication machines, duplicating their credential and handing it out to all his buddies so they can access the pool and the gym. And that's not exactly what we want when we think about technology deployment and security, right? So at the end of the day, you want to make sure you're deploying really good technology with really smart security wrapped around it, because that's still an important aspect. And that's what we look to provide, right? We look to provide that and move the industry forward, both in a secure, but also in a seamless fashion as well.
And Dave, when it comes to your solution, I know that you'd mentioned that as the supply chain and the pandemic allowed, you have rolled this out to as many of your assets as you've been able to, and we'll roll it out, continue to roll it out as things continue to get better from the supply chain standpoint and the pandemic. But what type of response have you gotten from other operators as far as your solution?
You know, it was probably late fall, early winter when we started to go out to some of what I call friends and family of Madera, which are wide and many when you talk about our partners and the length of time they've been in the industry and the reputation that they have. In all cases, you know, when you get to spend a good hour with pictures in front of them and with folks that are very astute and have looked at all of the solutions out there yet have stayed where they are with nothing because they didn't see a solution, we've really been met with some excitement, and they just can't wait to trial it and start it on one of their properties. So we have several lined up to go do those trials and prove it to them. As any good owner operator, you always want to see it on one of your own properties and get your own personnel to give you the feedback. And we're excited to get to that point. And that should be coming here in, I would say, midsummer.
Okay. That's fantastic. So tell us a little bit more. We've got about 6 minutes left in this segment of this episode. Tell us a little bit more about Quext and some of the benefits and the way that it works.
Yeah, so Quext is we've embarked on a number of different verticals in the Quext space. All things that at the end of the day are all sort of interrelated, and all were pain points for us. So at the heart of Quext, we do have a property management software that is a full property management software with all the accounting that you would expect. And that sits in the middle, and we've had our Madera properties on that software since January of 2019. And we're evolving that as we go through time, and it's a microservices-based property management software. Alongside of that, we've also done several things in the technology space. We've developed our own digital leasing agent, and this is actually a very human looking avatar that can interact with folks. Today, their sole focus is to get someone answers to our frequently asked questions and get them to schedule a tour. That's their main focus today. And we're working on other use cases such as maintenance requests and whatnot. But we're seeing great success with that. You know, if you look at industry statistics, I want to say on average 50% of calls coming into a leasing office go unanswered. So our digital human is 24/7, 365. And as Dave Marcinkowski likes to say, does not get COVID. So we're excited where we are with that, and we'll see where that evolves to. And, you know, early on we questioned ourselves of, okay, why are we doing this? Is this to reduce headcount, or what is it? And it's not. We're missing all those calls. We just need to get those calls. And what Dave likes to say is we want to systemize the predictable so we can humanize the exceptional. And that's exactly right. We want to free our people up from these mundane tasks or frequently asked questions and get them focused on the things that can truly set us apart as an owner operator.
And I do have one quick question, and then I want to give you guys a chance to tell people how they can reach you. But Dave, is there an opportunity for operators who adopt the technology to be able to create a revenue stream?
Absolutely. In the solution that we've been talking about today, the smart apartment or the Internet of Things, there are a number of studies out there that claim just for the smart thermostat and access control that you could garner up to a $35 premium on your rent, and that's really across all asset classes for that. we're probably going to go out because we've been able to drop CapEx requirements for our solution by eliminating that hub and having it built into our smart thermostat, and by eliminating that overarching communication protocol cost to really just a fraction of that cost for, on the LoRa. We're going to go out a little bit lower than that. We're probably going to look at a $25 price point so that our residents feel they are getting a good value for that. We believe that they'll more than save that in their smart thermostat use. And we know that the owner-operator will also see another benefit in cost savings, as we mentioned earlier, just with efficiencies of staff and then managing your HVAC on your vacants. You'll have another way to create ROI. But certainly, if you just looked at revenue that you can garner with the cost of the solution, you're looking at less than a two-year payback for to deploy this solution.
Fantastic. Well, we could talk about this for a long time, but we need to end the segment. I want to let everybody know that it's listening that the logos for Allegion, Madera, and Quext will all be on the episode page of our website at multifamilyradio.com. If you click on it, it'll take you to their website. But start with you, Dave. Tell people how, if they want to get in touch with you, how they can.
I think the best place is to go to our website at onequext.com, and that's the number one spelled out, Quext, Quext.com. And you can search through all of our different offerings there, from websites, Digital Human, to Resident Portal, to our IoT solutions. And there are a number of pictures out there, and a picture is worth 1,000 words in my way of thinking.
And Robert, how can someone reach you and Allegion?
Sure, no problem. You can always enter multifamily.allegion.com, and that's our multifamily-specific website. You'll find a number of resources on there, including all of our mechanical and electronic products that we talked about today, as well as if you visit our resource page, you'll find a little bit more about our partners like Quext and how we're trying to solve for multifamily and really drive seamless adoption into the space.
Fantastic. Well, gentlemen, thank you so much for joining me today. I'd love to have you both back on again soon. This was a great topic, and there's a solution out there for existing inventory of multifamily assets that aren't necessarily Class A. So it's exciting, and I hope a lot of our listeners will pass this around to people they know in the industry that own assets like this. We're going to be back next week with another great topic and power panel of industry experts. You've been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.